Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 17th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Yud Zayin, Mishnah Dalit. So says the Mishnah. Harimonim she'amru. When we said pomegranates in Mishnah Aleph, that hole in a balabatim's basket is if the hole is as big as a pomegranate, then it's no longer makabel tumah. Shlosha achuzin zebezeh. It means that there are three pomegranates attached to one another. So if one of them will fall through the hole, then the container is tahor because it's no longer a usable container. If it's a sifter or a sieve, it's tahor. If the hole is big enough, so one of the three pomegranates will fall out. If he takes the sifter or sieve and he walks with it, that you leave it in place, maybe the pomegranate will stay in. But once you start moving things around and walking with it, one of them will fall out. Ubekupa kedei she'afshel achorav. And if it's a basket, it would be tar as long as the pomegranates would stay in when you sling it over your shoulder and walk around with it that way. Usharkol kim she'nuchal mekabel rimonim. All other containers that cannot hold pomegranates, kugon harova, like a container of a rova hak. Kav, or a quarter of a kav, haknonim haketanim, or small sifters, shiurim beruban. So if it's not, they're so small that they would never hold pomegranates, you know, they're not meant to hold pomegranates in the first place, so the size of a hole that would make it considered not mekabel tum anymore is that the majority of it is broken. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Omer b'zeisim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the next level down from the size of pomegranates is the size of olives. Nifritzu shiurim b'zeisim, if their walls become broken near the bottom, the size of the hole that makes it no longer mekabel tuma is the size of a zayis. Nigmamu shiurim b'mashehein. But if they became cut from the top, then any amount, meaning if it could hold anything, then it's still going to be mekabel tuma. I mean, if there's enough height in the container that it's usable for just about anything, then it's still able to be mekabel tuma. Moving on now to Mishnah Hey. Harimoncha Amr. When we said that a hole the size of a pomegranate means that the kli is no longer mekabel tuma, lo katon velo gadol ela beinoni. We mean an average size pomegranate. V'lo mechusku rimono vadon. Why do we mention pomegranate, the rimone badon, which were very big pomegranates? Shu mekachim kol shehin, because they aser a tarovis, no matter how few pomegranates are mixed in. Divrei Rabbi Meir, meaning they don't become batal because they're a davar chashuv. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer l'shar behen esakelim, that the halacha of rimoni badan is actually in terms of the halachos of kelim, meaning we don't measure the holes with medium-sized pomegranates; we measure the holes with rimoni badan. Meaning, so the fact that we have in our mind that rimoni badan play a halachic role actually is a din in kelim. It's not a din in bittel. Rabbi Kiva Omer lekachul kachus guru. It's both l'shar ben asakelim v'imakachin kol shein, to let us know that even if it's a taroves and where it's mixed in with hundreds of other rimonim, it would aser the whole taroves, and that it's makadish kelim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda lo husker rimoni badan v'chatzire geva. Rimoni badan and leaks of geva are only mentioned elishim es asrin vade b'kol makom, so that we take maestros from them b'chol makom, meaning that's the only place that we mention lahalacha these types of rimonim, that when you buy from an ama aretz you have to take maeser because it's temai. But if you buy rimone badan or these leeks, so the maeser is considered maeser vadai, because we assume that these people definitely didn't take maestros from their produce. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet, we said that when we talk about the size of rimonim, we mean three rimonim right next to each other, and if one of them would fall out, and we spoke about different types of kelim, under what circumstances would have to fall out, the rimonim would have to fall out in order for it to be a problem, and then we spoke about kelim that are smaller, so then it would be a smaller hole that would be matar the kli. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that the rimonim that we're talking about are medium-sized rimonim, and when we talk about rimone badan, there are four different opinions legape what halacha rimone badan matters. Either it's gabe the halacha of bittel, it's gabe the halacha of kelim, it's gabe the halacha of both of those things, or neither of those things, only in terms of being ma'aser from demai. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Yud Zayin Mishnah Vav.